This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Thursday, October 18th. Well, the cattle markets yesterday fairly quiet, but just generally lower. Live cattle chopping around and ending up slightly lower, but the feeder cattle, while they were lower, they also put in new lows for the move. So it's the feeder cattle market that's really been struggling. As we've seen, the cash trade back off a little bit. Of course, you got the fall run of calves across the northern plains, but you also have very muddy conditions in the feedlots, and that's slowing down demand for placing calves. At the same time, it's also slowing down movement of cattle out of pens, slowing down weight gain. So all this is kind of slowing down the whole system, the rain and the mud that have created pretty stressful conditions across much of cattle feeding country. So the demand for feeders, of course, the cash trade has backed off as well, and that's offering at a time. So you've got just a sudden drop in demand. At the same time, you've got kind of your typical surge in supplies coming into the market. It's not a good combination, that's for sure, and something that's unusual for this time of year. In the live cattle trade, cash markets getting rolling yesterday around 109 on the Fed trade. That's down one from the previous week. Dress trade around 174, that's also down one. Box beef values were lower. Choice just down 5 cents at 205. Select was down 136 at 191. The spread is at 1337. Movement 164 loads. Of course, Friday we've got a cattle on feed report out. We're looking for total on feed numbers as of October 1 at 6% higher than a year ago. If that is the case, then that would be the 6 month in a row of record high on feed numbers. So this, you know, just kind of underscores the volume of beef that's being produced. Placements are for September expected to be steady with a year ago, and September marketing's about 3% lower than a year ago. So we continue to work our way through record high numbers of cattle on feed, record beef production, and for the most part, you know, the market has actually rallied through this whole thing. We've had our corrections, but generally speaking, over the last 6 months, the market has rallied just kind of consistently in a general upward trajectory. The cash trade has performed all right. We're at least steady, if not a little bit higher than a year ago. So all of this points to, you know, absorbing this strong beef supply, and that points to domestic demand and to a point export demand. Over the last 6 months, export demand on the average has been quite good. That said, the last month we've seen export sales kind of back off a bit on beef. Part of that, I think, is coming from more competition in the world pipeline as droughts in Australia and Europe force some herd liquidation, and that's putting more beef into the world pipeline. Also, our stronger dollar has just made it more expensive for U.S. beef. But nevertheless, exports still are pretty decent. And we've got domestic demand really on a tear. That's really the main reason why the market's been able to move at least steady, if not higher, as, you know, despite record production. And it's because domestic demand has been so strong. The economy has been strong. Now, these last couple weeks in the stock market have been a little shaky, and there's widespread concern that this is going to spread into, you know, a bigger problem. But until it does, I think domestic demand for beef will continue strong. Holidays are coming up. We've seen some the typical indicators of holiday demand, which is the rib part of the cutout, is seasonally been strong headed into the holidays. That actually started about a month early this year, just to give some indication of what's expected through the holiday season. That's all encouraging. It all points to demand being there to absorb this massive supply. And then once you get past these record numbers, then you've got, you know, presuming demand is still going to be around, you've got a better outlook to the market as well. But you can't ignore the slippery slope that the stock market could be on. And you look around the rest of the world, major stock markets everywhere you look are in trouble. Emerging markets, of course, were the first to do this, but the trade war is taking a big toll on China. And it's going to take as big a toll here in the United States if we don't get something done soon. And China's just, I don't see China caving. They're just not going to do that. And that's just not their culture. So I think we're headed for a brick wall here as far as the trade war goes, and that ultimately will have a big impact on the U.S. economy. If you start raising costs of pretty much everything, especially as you head into the holidays, that's going to be a big problem. So we'll see how it goes, but I do think that the U.S. economy has some major issues that it's got to face in front of it. And a lot of these are self-inflicted, but that would be the one thing that would pull the rug out from under this beef complex. If the economy starts to really sputter and run into problems, then the beef complex is going to be tagging right along with that. Other than that, we look good, and we're working our way through record numbers. And I think once we get past that, then you don't have so much beef supply on hand, and you still got your strong demand. So that would be supportive as well. For now, we just need to get the feedlots dried out. We need to get cattle moving out and feeders moving in, and I think that's just around the corner as well. So if you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.